I am not a typo. Campaign challenges tech giants to update harmful systems to reflect our multicultural society. By The Spill. Did you know that 41% of the names of the babies born in England and Wales were typos? The shocking revelation was made this week by I Am Not a Typo, a new campaign calling on tech giants to correct autocorrect and spell check, spell check. The collective looks at the link between identity and technology and has undertaken research into baby names in the UK to demonstrate how the tech systems we use should be more inclusive and reflective of our multicultural society. Across all girls and boys' names given to children in England and Wales in 2021, 5,492 out of 13,532 were underlined as wrong, with a minimum of 3 occurrences, as shown in testing conducted on Microsoft's English Dictionary UK, and using the most recent data on baby names released by the Office of National Statistics. These names include many of African, Asian, and Eastern European origin, but also popular Scottish, Welsh, and Irish names. Alongside a billboard campaign calling for the tech giants to correct autocorrect, I Am Not a Typo has published an open letter to the big technology owners, highlighting the example of the name Esme. Esme, all 398 of her born in England and Wales in 2021, is wrong, apparently, the letter writes. Same for the 447 born in 2020. 501 born in 2019, 480 born in 2018, and 502 born in 2017. That's 2,328 in the last 5 years. That's compared to 36 instances of the name Nigel in that time. Out of 7,330 names given to girls in 2021 in England and Wales, 300,079 were typos, according to that same Microsoft Word dictionary. Analyzing names given to boys in England and Wales in 2021, I Am Not a Typo revealed that 39% of them were flagged as typos. Supporting the I'm Not a Typo campaign, Professor Rashmi Dial Chand of Northeastern University in the US, author of the paper Autocorrecting for Whiteness, said, "My name is Rashmi, not Rashi, Rashmi, or Sashimi, autocorrect notwithstanding. For people with names like mine, autocorrect is not convenient and helpful. It is unhelpful. And yes, it's harmful." Writer and journalist Druti Shah, who has covered the issue extensively, also shared her views. "My name is Druti, not Druti with a double E, dirty, or even Dorito. And yet, these are all words my name has been changed to, often because of an autocorrect decision or a rushed message. My first name isn't even that long, only 6 characters. Yet, when it comes up as an error, or it's mangled and considered an unknown entity, it's like saying that it's not just your name that's wrong, but you are." This isn't the first time autocorrect is used in creative campaigns advocating for social change. Last year, the Autocorrected Pay Gap national campaign run by not-for-profit People Like Us used real autocorrect cases on people's names to highlight subconscious bias, linking it to the pay gap between ethnicities and highlighting the dangers of misidentification and the sense of exclusion it triggered for individuals with diverse names. The I'm Not a Typo billboards are currently running thanks to the generosity of media owners donating the ad space and funding the production of the installation. But the campaign and open letter can be found on iamnotatypo.org.